Here we go. Pasuk Tzayin says, "Vanitzaka el Hashem vayishma kolenu." We cry to Hashem, we hear our voice. Vayishlach malach. So again, we're in the middle of Revi, Parshas Chukas, in the middle of Revi. Vanitzak, we cried el Hashem. Vayishma kolenu. He heard our voice. Vayishlach malach. He sent an angel. Who's the angel? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the angel? Moshe. Who's speaking? Moshe is speaking. And he sent an angel, Vayotzienu mimitzroyim, he took us out of Egypt, Vihine anachnu v'kodesh, we are now in Kodesh, Ir, the city that's Kitzei Givulecha. So here is a very important story, where Moshe Rabbeinu is sending a message to the king of Edom, begging him to let us have passage through his land. And Moshe is giving the king of Edom a short synopsis of Jewish history. So Rashi says in Pasuk Tezayin, "Vayishma kolenu b'barocha sheberachnu avinu hakol kol Yaakov she'anu tzoyakim v'ne'enim." It's unbelievable what Rashi over here says. It's unbelievable. Over here, this is a reunion between two brothers. Klal Yisrael is speaking to Edom. Edom are the direct descendants of Esav. The descendants of Yaakov are speaking to the descendants of Esav. We learned yesterday, the first bit of Musa that Yaakov Avinu said to Esau was, you know that there was a gezerah upon us of Va'avodum v'inu oisam arba me'oshana. We did you the favor. We were the ones who suffered this debt. So you owe us. You ran away. It was a gzera on the descendants of Avraham. We are both children of, we are both grandchildren of Avraham. There was a gzera on the descendants of Avraham to fulfill va'avodum v'inui oisam. You, Edom, did not do this. We did it. So we took away from you. We spared you the tsar. The very least you can do is reciprocate and let us pass through your land and give us some water and bread. You know, you owe us a lot more than just water and bread and rite of passage. You owe us your life. Number two, when we left Egypt, we cried out to Hashem, and Hashem heard our voice. Rashi says, what does it mean, our voice? We received the blessing. Hakol, kol Yaakov, the Hayadai Mide Esav. Our tool, our weapon is the coil of tefillah. Vayishma koileinu bibrocha sheberachnu avinu hakol kol Yaakov. Shanu tzayakim v'nenim, we cry and we listen. Now, by the way, why is that called a bracha? Where do we find Yaakov Avinu giving that as a bracha? All it says was, Gishona elai v'mushucha b'ni, hemato ze b'ni Esav imlo. What does this mean? We don't find that it's a bracha. All we find is that Yitzchak suspected that something is not right, so he asked them to come near, and he felt Yaakov, and it turned out that Yaakov felt hairy, and he said, "Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayodai mide Esav." This wasn't a bracha. This was just a mitzias. So why is it called a bracha? I don't know, but that's what it says over here. It's called a bracha. It's called the bracha. Okay, then what does it say? Then it says he sent the malach. Who's the malach? Ze Moshe. Mikan shanaviim kiruim mal ochim. They're called angels. The oimer, there's another pasuk that supports this idea. Vayiyu mal ivim bim mal ache ho elokim in divrei hayamim, that they insulted. This is the musar that Hashem is giving to Klal Yisrael, that you did not properly have derech eretz for the prophets, the Malachim. Okay, now what's very strange about this pasuk is that the one that is speaking is Moshe. Who's the speaker? Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikodesh El Melech Edoim. So the speaker is Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu is calling himself a Malach. We have a principle. Yehalol Chazor V'loy Picha. When you want praise, let someone else praise you. Don't ever praise yourself. I'm making a bracha now on some coffee. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi. Ah, hot coffee. With no sugar, no milk. Okay. Uh-oh. What did I do over here? I lost you. Oh, no. What happened over here?
You lost the sharing. The sharing.
You hear me still?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, the sharing is gone. Can you see?
Yes.
You see the page?
Yeah, I see you. No, not the page. You and the participants.
Okay, I'm sorry. So something went wrong over here. I touched the button by mistake. Share content screen. Screen broadcast. Start broadcast. 3, 2, 1. Okay, now it's on. Go back to Gmail. Okay, now it should be here. Ablaze, you can see it now?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so this is very disturbing. I don't know what the answer is. All this is over here is Yishma Kaleinu. Okay, we have Kaleinu is the Kol Yaakov. We have Chidushim is calling it a bracha. And Moshe is the Malach, and Moshe is calling himself a Malach. A shocking thing for Moshe to call himself a Malach to Eden. What does it say over here in the Targum? Targum Pasuk Tezayin says, Vitzalino Kodem Hashem. We davened, we prayed. Now that's very, very interesting. Vanitzak. The Targum translates the word Vanitzak as prayer. Vitzalino, we prayed Kodem Hashem. Vekabel Tzileisano. Hashem accepted our prayer. Ushlach Malacho. Hashem sent an angel. Veapikano. Took us out from Mitzrayim. Veho Anachno Birkam. And here we are. We are now in Rikam. And we learned this yesterday before, is that the Targum, even though the Pasuk says in Kodesh, the Targum will translate a location based upon the name of the city that it was called in the day when the Targum wrote his translation. So even though in time of Moshe Rabbeinu the place was called Kodesh, but when the Targum wrote his translation, it was then called Rekem. So the Targum, he says that Kodesh is called Rekem. Karto, it is a city. The Vistar, that is on the side, Tehumach, of your boundary. All right, so we have the Targum. The Targum, let's see what it says in the commentator on the bottom. Pasik Tezayin, let's see if he says anything, any Chidushim. Pasik Tezayin, I see he says Vistar. Before that, oh, he has a lot of stuff here. Okay, he gets a lot of stuff. Now, if you can see on the screen, Vitzalino, the Hispalalno, we prayed. We prayed. Hashem accepted Shmiya. Vanishma Shi Kabbalas Devar Mitugman Belashna Kabel. Fine. Malacha. Midloy Tirgim Az Gado. Mashma Shemefarish Malach Mamish. So the Targum over here, he translates the word of Malach. Malach, when the Targum translates with Malach as a messenger, then the Aramaic word is an Az Gado. But when the Malach translates an angel, then he just translates a malach as a malach. So here the Targum says a malach, which means the Targum here holds that Hashem sent an angel. Now we could appreciate Machlekes Rashi and Ungeles. Midloy Tirgem as Godo, Mashma, Shemfarish Malach, Mamish, Vachengu, Bitargum, Zil, Kinas, Ibn Ezra, Ove, Godes, Bereshis, Isa, Shoya, Hamalach, Rafael, Udloy could have Sadi Goin, Sheperash, Shaliach, and the messenger. Ulai Kavanas of Muskamashakos of Rashi, Shahanovi Nikra Malach, Viavagav, the Arena Mahagoda, Shopesach, Vyansira Shem, and Mishra Muloy Ali, Lo Ali De Malch. Wow, look at that. Ain Zukushia, Alatagam, Shregam, in the Farish Kavanas of Mikos Shaliach, Nitzrach, Liashiv, Shregam, Amrina Muloy Ali Shaliach. Here's looking at Rishaydim. Okay, so let's think one thing at a time. Okay, I want to say, not like what it says over here in the parish, and I want to say, go for the jugular, because this is really, to me, I'm convinced that this is exactly what Rashi is doing. Rashi here is coming to disagree with the Targum. This is what we do in the Shir. We attempt, as whenever we can, it is the great satisfaction, and it is our mission to make war between Unkelus and Rashi, L'kayma Shenemar, Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim, Shalom Ba'olam. Okay, so we here, we have a very loose translation of Shalom. Shalom means, it's a euphemism. It means they make war in this world. Okay, maybe when it says the word Shalom, it means war. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Sometimes words are euphemisms. It means the opposite. They make war. What is the war? Rashi read the pasuk, and it says that, and he sent an angel. Vayishlach malach. Hashem saw the Jewish people were in Egypt. Hashem sent a malach. What does that mean? Rashi looked in the unculus, and the unculus says Hashem sent Ushlach malacha. Question, why did Rashi translate the word malacha with the word malacha? When the word malach means a messenger, there is another word that's commonly used by unculus, an izdago. An izdago is the word, an izgado. How come unculus did not use the word izdago? It must be that the Targum learns that when it says the word malach, malach means a real angel. An angel. An angel went and guided the Jewish people out of Egypt. The Amud Ha'onon, Amud Ho'esh. We have other psukim. After they worship the eagle, Hashem says, I'm sending a malach. I'm not going with you. I'm not going to lead you out of Egypt. I'm going to send a malach. A malach mamish. Rashi saw what the Targum said, and Rashi decided to make a comment. Rashi could make a million comments. There's no limited material for Rashi what he can comment on the pasuk. And Rashi's always coming to pick a fight with the Targum. If the Targum, you translate what Malach is a Malach, Malach Malacha, which means an angel, Rashi says, I disagree. There is no angel. There is a messenger. And who is the messenger? Moshe. Moshe is not an angel. Moshe is a Yelid Isha. Ben Amram. Ma Yelud Isha Beinenu. Moshe is not a Malach. Ze Moshe. And Moshe Mikan Shanavim Kriyim Alochim. Ve'oimer v'hoyu malivim b'malachei holokim. So you see over here that we have here a machlekes between Rashi and Unculus. This is a home run. If we only came to learn this today, we've accomplished our goal. Rashi wrote a sefer on Unculus, not on Chumash. Now, going back to the first part of Rashi, Vayishma koileinu, Hashem listened to our voice, Baberocha sheberachnu avinu hakol kol Yaakov, shayut soyakim v'ne'enim, they were answered. Now, is Rashi, what is Rashi saying? Is Rashi coming to argue with the Targum? This I don't know. This I know, because Targum over here says that Vitzalino, we prayed, Kodam Hashem v'kabel tzilo sano, and Hashem accepted our prayer. Rashi, he says something different. Rashi says, Vayishma koileinu, the brocha that we have, Hakol kol Yaakov. It would seem that Rashi is coming to argue on the Targum. Rashi learns this whole thing over here is just an attack on Esav. That we're using vocabulary and concepts that affect Esav, because Esav was supposed to get the brachas, and at the time when Yaakov Avinu went and he got the brachas instead of Esav, Yitzchak Avinu said, Hakol kol Yaakov, and that was the way Esav was eliminated. These are like tactics in Rashi to intimidate Esav. All right, now the next thing he says, that where are we located? We're looking at Rechem, which is another name for Kodesh, that is on the Sitra, on the gvul of your boundary. So the Targum says the gvul means divistar. So we hear the commentary writes, Hoisev asher b'ktze kosav horan sitra Targum shel kotze. V'chein Targum l'kamon avol l'kamon tirgim b'ktze eretz edem b'syofei. Vitzorich Ion. Alright, I don't know what's going on over here, so we'll leave that part out. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is pasuk Gitzayin, Nabradov, Yaretzecha, Loi Navar, let us pass through your land. Okay, I want to pass through your land. I'm going to have to jump back and forth between the two pictures. Okay, Nabradov, Yaretzecha, let us pass through your land. Loi Navar, we're not going to pass Bisode Uvicherem. We will not pass in a field or vineyard. V'loy nishter, we will not drink mei ve'er. Derech hamelech neilech, we're going to go on King's Highway. Okay, this is where the road is called come. King's Highway. If you want to go to the cemetery, you go Avenue I all the way down, and you make a left on King's Highway. Derech hamelech. The Melech is the king, Derech is the highway, Melech, Lo Nitev, we will not turn Yomin Usmol. Obviously, it's not referring to King's Highway in Flatbush, because that King's Highway turns left and right and up and down It's a very dangerous road, as many different twists and turns. Ad asher navor givulach, until we pass to your land. Okay, so we're literally here. There's something called a king's highway. Special roads. Every city you have to go back and study. I'm sure there's a lot to study to understand how they traveled in ancient times. I once went to visit my brother in Eretz Yisrael. He was teaching. He teaches in Tal Piot in Merkaz HaTorah. Merkaz HaTorah. And the Rosh Hashiva there, he probably thought I was a gevir. I don't know why. And he gave me a little tour of Tal Piot. And he took me to a certain road. And on that road, you can see a very clear view of the Har Habayis. It's a road in the middle of Tal Piot. Tal Piot is pretty much, if I'm not mistaken, a Chiloni city. Most of the people in Tal Piot, if I'm not mistaken, are not all that religious. Maybe they're traditional. Okay, it's not known to be, from what I understand, a Haredi city. And when they built the yeshiva, Merkaz HaTorah, probably about 50 years ago, I think they imagined that Tal Piot would one day turn into a Haredi city, but it didn't. It never really picked up. It never really turned into a Haredi city. All right, whatever. So he showed me this. There's a lot of Arabs. They got to be very careful there. Whatever. I take that back. Not Arabs. I think they're just secular Jews. Chilonim. All right, whatever. I don't know. So he showed me a road, and he told me that this road, we have a tradition, is the spot. He took me to the, we have a Mesoira, that when it says in the Pasuk by the Akedah, Vayar es ha-mokoim me-rochoik. Avraham, he saw the Har Habayis, the Mokmo of the Akedah, from a distance. So there's a Mesoira, that the place that we are standing on is the place exactly where it was said this pasuk, Vayar es hamakoyim me'rochek. How do we know that? I have no idea. There's a Mesoira. He says that this location that we're standing on, even though it's paved and it looks like a regular road, this exact highway or this road was an ancient road that was built 3,000 years ago, and people traveled on this road. Today, you wouldn't know the difference. You wouldn't know, because it looks like a regular paved road with asphalt and the sidewalks. But this place that we're standing, it's a fact. It is an ancient road, this location, and that's the Mesoira. So we see over here that in ancient times, they had roads. They had, in fact, special roads. And the big roads in a city was called the Derech HaMelech, a wide road that it doesn't harm anyone. It's a very interesting pasuk to appreciate what it means that we're going to travel in the Derech HaMelech Nelech. We're not going to turn Yom Nusmol Ad Asher Navar Givulecha. Now let's see Rashi. So you have to go back to the Rashi, the previous Rashi. The Rashi, oh look, are we able to do that? Go back and forth. Let's go back over here to Navar Nav and Rashi, pasuk Yizayin. Nav on the very bottom. Ein lecha le'orer al ha'yerusha shel Eretz Yisrael. You have nothing to complain about the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Kishem, what happened over here? Kishem, just like sheloi para hachoyv, asei lanu ezer ma'at la'avor derech artzecha. Okay, so this goes back to what Rashi said before, and you, Esav, you have no right in Eretz Yisrael because you did not pay the debt of Ger Yihyeh Zar'acha b'Eretz Lo Elohim. You did not pay off that debt. We paid off that debt. Therefore, you're not entitled to Eretz Yisrael. So don't make a fight with us. And therefore, we're asking you, since we were so kind, to pay off the debt, at least help us a little bit. Lavar, at least let us grant us passage rights. Lavar derech artzecha. Then it says, Lo nishta mei be'er. We're not going to drink the mei be'er. Mei boi rois, hoyetzoch loimar. It should have said, mei boi rois. Rashi is asking that there is a grammatical difficulty in this pasuk. The word mei is loshen rabim, and that means be'er should be mei boi rois. or it's not really so, because a be'er is what is a be'er? It's a well. May by rois hayitzach loymar. Ela kachal moshe afal pi sheyesh b'yodeinu min mon lechol. O basar lishdois loy nishtem imenu. Ela nicknem yikem, we're going to buy from you oichel umayim lehis lehano aschem mikan lach senai. Sha'avu pi sheyesh b'yodoy lechol yiknem min achen v'nikdei lehanois es ush. So this means that when you go to the airport, even though you have everything you can possibly want, you should go into the duty-free shop and buy something in order to be mahane the airport, your host. Isn't that what it says over here? Over here, Klal Yisrael, they had the best of the best. They had the mon. Even though they had the mon, they said, we're not going to eat the mon. We pass through your land. We are going to buy food from you in order to give you benefit. Even though what we have is even better tasting than what you can possibly give us. Why? Pasuk is teaching you derech eretz. When you go somewhere, even though you don't need what they're offering, it's a sign of respect to buy something from the locals. I think they say when you go to the Arab Shuk, they take you on a tour. Take you on a tour of the Arab Shuk. I think the tour guide tells the people, it's a good thing for everyone here to spend a few dollars and buy some tchotchke from the Arabs. Buy something, throw it in the garbage and go home, but buy something in order, you know, to be nice to them. So it should calm them down. There shouldn't be incitement. So Umbulurashi. Okay, Umbulurashi. It says over here, May boy rois, hayitzach lamar, elug, akacham amar sha'av b'sheyesh b'yodein mon lecho be'er. The reason why it says with be'er, loy nishtem may be'er means, we will not drink the waters of our be'er, the be'er shel Miriam. That's what it means. But instead, we're going to buy from your water. May boy rois hayitzach lamar. If we're referring to the Boyrois of the Edomim, it should say May Boyrois. Ella, when it says Be'er, we're referring to our water. We're not going to drink our water. Ella, Kacham Mashal, Bishish, Rodin, Mamon Lechol, Ube'er, Lishdois, Loy Nishta, Mimenu, Ella Nikne, Mikem, we're going to buy from you, Oichelumayim, Lahanoschem. Now, by the way, what do you learn from this over here? Yeah?
Rabbi, why we cannot understand differently while they will be traveling through their. Through the land of Adam, the manna and the water will be not accompanying them. They will buy water and food.
So it seems, from Rashi, I don't know how we know this, but from Rashi it seems that it was a given that the mon and the be'er did fall and did accompany them when they went through Edom. If they would have gone through Edom, the Be'er, it moved. It was a miracle. The Be'er Shel Miriam traveled with Klal Yisrael in the desert. If they would have traveled through Edom, it would have traveled with them. The Mon would have fallen on the road. How does all that work? I don't know. These are miracles. It would have traveled on the road as they moved through the land. The Mon would have fallen. Yet Moshe made a commitment. Even though our Be'er Shel Miriam is traveling with us, and our mon is falling on the road as we're traveling, we're not going to eat mon. We're going to take a break. We're not going to draw water from the Be'er. Instead, we're going to go into the local stores and buy bottled water. Dasini, Poland Spring, Fiji, and all the brands of water that are available. We're going to buy bottled water from the Edomim. And we're going to buy bread, pas, palter, Entenmann's, Stelladoro, Arnold's brick oven, Arnold's bread, Arnold's brick oven bread we're going to buy. We're going to buy pas, palter from the Edomim out of respect. Even though we don't need to buy. We have the mon and we have the be'er. It's going to travel with us. Loi nishtem mei be'er. Incredible. To teach you derech eretz, that when you go and you visit visit someone, even though you have what you need, if you're passing through, it's derech eretz, respect to the people, the locals, to go and show, be nice and buy something, even though you don't need to buy. I told you, so they go, they take out a Torah, the Arab shuk, they are vaguely remember this. The guy, the Torah guide says, the right thing to do is to buy something. Spend a dollar or two, buy a tchotchka, some nonsense they have there, to be nice to the people, just to be nice to the Arabs, and don't make a fight with them. And you know, it's usually, you go to the duty shop. I don't know who makes the money there. The stuff there is very expensive. You want to go buy a bag of pretzels, they rip you off, charge you a crazy amount of money to go buy a bag of pretzels to go on the airplane. Is there such a thing? You should be nice to go buy? I don't think so. Not the airport, not that I would imagine. But in this
situation... I remember we going to upstate New York on Route 17. There is in Safford stop. And a lot of Hasidim, everybody would stop to go to the bathroom, and everybody would walk out with a glass of Coca-Cola.
Oh. Once you go into the bathroom, you got to buy something. But there are Heretz. You got a derech eretz. Yes, correct. Correct. I once saw a very nice story. I saw a story where a person, what happened? A person had to go to the Beis HaKisei. I remember it was a very, very powerful story. A person had to go to the Beis HaKisei, and there was a restaurant, and they were very, very desperate. And they come into the restaurant, and they say, "Can I please use the Beis HaKisei?" And the owner of the restaurant said, "No, it's only for customers. It is not for people who just want to take advantage." So there was someone there in the restaurant sitting at the table and saw what was going on. And he said to the Balabais, "Excuse me, this is my guest." He didn't even let the person answer. "This is my guest." And he ordered a lavish meal for that person. It's a whole story, not to embarrass someone. All right. Any event, next Rashi. Rashi, Derech HaMelech Nelech, Anu Choismim Es Behem Tenu. We're going to muzzle our animals. V'lo Yitu Lekan Ulekan Lechos. So when it says, we're going to go B'Derech HaMelech Nelech, and we're not, V'lo Nite Yomin Usmol, what does it mean we're not going to go turn right or left? We are not going to allow our animals to graze in property that does not belong to us. We're going to muzzle the animals and stay on the center of the road. There's a very big road. The Derech HaMelech has 6 lanes, and we're not going to go veer off to the side of the road. We're not going to make any trouble. So this is Rashi. A lot of very nice things in this Rashi. Now let's see the Targum. Let's check out the Targum. Targum. One second, let me get the Targum on the page. Here's the Targum by the previous page. Pasuk Yitzayin. Nibar ka'an be'aroch, let us pass now. The word no, it says in the past the word no. No, Targum always says means now, not please. Be'aroch in your land, lo nibar, we're not going to pass. Bechakal uvichram. Chakal is a translation for the sode, the field. And vichram is the vineyard. V'lo nishtei mei guv. What is a guv? I guess a guv is a bear. But oirach malka nezel, we're going to go on the king's highway. Laniste, we're not going to turn. Liyamino, vilis molo, ad until dinabar tichumoch, until we pass through your boundary. Now, let's take a look over here on the top of the page. It says over the word guv. We're not going to drink the may guv. What is guv? So over here in the ma'atzar on the left side, it says it means a boar. Be'er b'loshna mikra. Fine, it means a pit. Targum bira. V'ilu bar targumai guv. V'kan perishunkulish be'er b'loshna kosev hu yoytse min haklal. L'perushai bar. U'lefidze ena kavan l'be'er shal miriam. Ooh, k'mosh perish rashi me'am medrash. Ela k'rashbam ibn Ezra v'ramban sh'amru shlo yishlu mimei edom the words of edom. Ba, wait. What is it over here? Can't read it over here. Ramban shalo yishu maybe edaim. I don't know what it says over there. Shaper shagra shaloi. I don't know what that word is. Leber shal Miriam. Shehoisa miskalgel ad shmil aris mayav nichaba shahay unkelis munach lefarish kein shakavanim kevim mnei shemei habayros einam noivim. Alright, but the gist of what he's saying is as follows. Is a gov means a pit. There's a difference between a be'er and a pit. A be'er is a natural spring of water. A bar is just a collection of water that's there's nothing underground. It's just rainwater collects there. A tanker comes and fills it up. There's nothing inside of it. There's nothing natural. So the fact that the Targum translated the word be'er with the word guv, guv means a pit, not a well. A well is a different word, is a bira. A well in Targum is Beis Yud Reish Aleph, bira. The fact that it translated the word guv means a pit. So in other words, now we understand why Rashi, there's a major, major machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis as to the Pshuta Shel Mikra. When it says in the Pasuk, V'loi Nishteh Mei Ve'er, we're not going to drink mei ve'er. What does that mean? According to Rashi, we are not going to drink from the be'era shel Miriam. How then will we have water to drink? We're going to buy water from you. And by buying water from you, we're going to be giving you benefit. Targum disagrees. The Targum says, it's not a benefit. Because in Edom, there was a limited supply of water. And if 3 million people are going to go start drinking the water of Edom, even if they're going to give them an enormous amount of money, it's going to make a lot of trouble. Because Edom needs the water for themselves. We don't want you to drink our water, even if you're going to pay us all the money in the world. Because we need the water for ourselves. We're going to have 3 million people come and invade our land and start drinking all the water. What are we going to drink? You're going to tell us we're going to give you money? What's the money going to do for us? Where are we going to be able to go get water for ourselves? So therefore, Moshe says to the king of Edom, don't worry, we have our own supply of water. We have the Be'er Shel Miriam. We're going to drink from the Be'er Shel Miriam and we're not going to touch your water. Unbelievable. So there's a major, major machloikis, mamash mikotze el hakotze. What is the meaning here in this pasuk when it says, v'loi nishta, we will not drink the mei ve'er. According to Unkelis, we're not going to drink your water, your pit water. It translates the word be'er means water that is stored in pits, in bottles, in containers. We're not going to touch it. Because you need it for yourself. We'll manage without it. Rashi says, no, Pumvakert. It says, Ve'er. Ve'er means a spring water, a well. What Be'er are we talking about? The Be'era Shel Miriam. Even though we have our own water, we're not going to drink our own water so that we can give you benefit. We'll buy water from you and you'll love to take the money from us and that way it'll be to your benefit. So we have accomplished over here another incredible insight of seeing how Rashi, he picked up on what it said in Unkelis, and he comes to totally disagree. Okay, this is a very good lesson in how to learn Rashi and Unkelis. Okay, in this day, then he goes on, we're going to pass Nite, okay, Liyamin Lusmolo, Chayzim Agumoy. Okay, I don't know what that means over there. The mikra, I can't, the picture didn't come out so great. Have it over here, I'm going to go look at the picture over here in my chumash, because I have the chumash right here, I took the picture from. Lemina choyse v'targumai oisiyos. What oisiyos? V'targumai oisiyos. We're not going to go liyamina v'lismola. What oisiyos? Leniste. We're not going to turn. Liyamina. Le yamina, yamin usmol. I guess the lamed. Le yamina, the lismola. The lamed. We're not going to turn to the left and to the right. And what did Rashi say? Rashi picked up on that also. We're not going to let, we're going to muzzle our animals, and the animal is not going to go to the right and the left. All right, and what else to say? That's it. Okay. All right, we're going to stop here. Baruch Hashem, I think we learned something new. Certainly for me, I learned something new. Thank you very, very much for coming, learning with me. Everyone, have a good night.
Good night.
Tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Ablaze, for coming. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, for coming. Thank you, Mayor, for coming. Whatever happened to him.
Very, very interesting. Mama said, oh, Machlaikas, just the opposite of each other.
Shout. Twice. Two psukim we had this, Machlaikas.
Yeah, the exact opposite.
That's what they do. That's Mamish the Machlaikas. That's always what we find.
Now you understand why they didn't give, because they were so bewildered. They didn't know if they were going to deliver like Rashi or like Unculus.
Correct.
They didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
He said, the Jews talk two different ways.
That's definitely true. Oh, you think that's why they didn't let us come. Because they thought we were going to take, because they couldn't figure out what we were saying.
They didn't know what he wanted. Did he want to drink? He didn't want to drink. Did he want to give him money or not give him money? I don't trust you.
I think the pashas though is that according to each one of the mafarshim, they did understand what we were trying to say. They did understand what we were trying to say. It's just that the machlekes, Rashi Unkel, what exactly did they say?
Yeah, but really, you have a custom of Rashi. They said, don't worry, we're not going to drink, we're going to eat from Miriam, but we will buy by you anyway.
That's one shot, right?
You can do both. We won't drink your water unless you sell it to us.
Unless you sell it, because we want to say that both.
We have our own water, and even though we have our own water, we're still going to buy from you.
Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim, you're trying to say. Okay, in a chanani.
Right.
Very good.
Can she buy us and the picture of him with Jonathan
Pollard? Oh yeah? Where do you send the picture?
Send me the picture.
Yeah, send me the picture.
You send it to me, I'll send you the picture. He looks like a rabbi.